and cord my arm. And he did. And there we were up there in that old thing, you know, we had to come to the house with a tractor. But I made it all right.
And if you hadn't done that, you'd have bled to death.
Well, yes, I'd bled to death, but it's a wonder I hadn't fainted. But yeah. I knew I couldn't. I just knew that I had to, you know, I knew if I did, why, the jig was all up. And I didn't know what would become of him, because he was all unnerved in him. Anyway, while we came on to the house, I tried not to carry on much. Well, really, it didn't seem like it hurt. I was so stunned, I guess. And so came on to the house, and bloody, I was just bloody all over as I could be. And so I knew I had to change up before I could go to the doctor. Well, I hadn't ever been sick in it, didn't have no doctor, and I didn't know what I was going to do. So I told him to call Dr. and see it. And as it happened, he was there. See, ordinarily at the clinic, well, he'd been gone. But they had a clinic then, Brothers. It's down on Dunlap Street here in Paris. Of course, they've done away with it since he got the other one. And he called and he said that he'd be there. So I got changed up and took off best I could and had that old fertilizing stuff in my hair till I went inside. I did. Boy, it was, I scared anybody. Yeah.
It's very much like a lady to think of her hair.
Well, I was too frightful looking. When I got up there, well, I knew Dr. Horace, John told him I had broke my arm. And he just thought, you know, just a plain break. But when I got up there, and it's all torn up, and this broken up here, and this bleeding here, and all this. Well, he didn't know what he was going to do. So he put his head in his hands, and I know he's praying, because it didn't excite me. And so John told him that whatever he thought to do was all right. Said it wouldn't excite me. So they put me on the table. Of course, began to doctor on me, shoot me in the Durant. Because they were afraid with all that dirt and everything, I'd have lockjaw. But I didn't. Anyway, well, there's a doctor at Memphis that he liked, and he knew he was good, Dr. So that man was good enough to come from down there, leave his work, and come to Paris and fix my arm. And I was fortunate as I could be.
You certainly were.
Yes, sir.
The first
sure
thing
was.
They would think of was put it off.
Well, it would if I'd gone to the other hospital up there. They'd taken it off. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'd taken it off. But I'm thankful it didn't.
And you apparently had
Pretty good. In a way, I can use it. Mm-hmm. This arm's about an inch shorter than the other one, but I'm thankful for it. Mm-hmm. And so then they couldn't get this to heal up. And so he told me to come to Memphis and they'd give me a bone graft. So they took a piece out of my shin and fixed it. And these are rivets in here.
I see.
So I went down there and stayed. That was the 27th of April when it happened. And I went to Memphis and stayed 2 weeks and they made that. And I came home the 20th of June. And I was in the cast from then until the 9th of October. And I had the garden and sweep the yard. Then I had chickens, and you know what chickens do in the yard. But now I've got them closed up, and so they do just as good. Now I'm a whole lot better because I can sweep a yard. I don't have to sweep a yard. But anyway, I could use this left hand. And I had pole beans. I'd already planted them. And I could stick them with this hand and then tie this spring on, you know, and tie it with my teeth, hold it and tie it. So they told me I mustn't use this one because if it did, you see, that would work these bones, you know. And then this arm up here, it didn't grow together till all this did. And I thought it was going to have to go back. He told me maybe if it wasn't when he took it off, if it wasn't healed up here, why, he'd help put another cast on. Well, I was hoping it was. And it was enough to make it all right by me watching it.
Well, I see you use it.
Yeah, I've done everything with it. I'm thankful.